With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a great night. I want to thank you for listening. Everybody on the road. Everybody behind the wheel, everybody at work, everybody at home, folks in bed. I know some of you officers are listening too. I got some friends who text me during the course of the show. Thank you for helping to keep us safe out there. And shout outs to everybody just chilling while we're at it. Okay, if you had no idea, you should know by now. But I'm coming to you live from the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, it's real simple. Rocket can. Before we went to break, in light of what happened and what occurred last night with the Clippers, I gave you a top six list. Top six professional sports teams that are the worst to root for. Who gives you a headache? Who gives you a heart attack? Who drives you crazy? Just to refresh your memory if you missed it, my top six: the Marlins, the Mets, the Knicks, the Clippers, the Browns, and the Detroit Lions. Plenty of professional sports franchises that can drive you up a wall. I'm going to continue to take your phone calls here. In about 20 minutes, I want to get an NFL wide receiver on the line. I want to talk to Mac Hollins, former Super Bowl champion with the Philadelphia Eagles. I want to ask him about everything going on in the NFL season. So let's not waste any time. And a big thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. I want to get back to your calls. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Lots of teams out there that make it difficult to root for them. Let's go to Woodstock, Georgia, and talk to Chico. Chico, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a team.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
I'm good, Chico. What's up? Give me a team, my man.
Hey, I want to say first, man, I love your show when I get a chance to listen to it, man.
Well, thank you. Well, why can't you listen to it? What's the problem? What's going on here?
I work nice, man. 7 a.m. I mean, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., man. But, you know, I left early. Wasn't nothing going on up there, so I left,
okay,
man. You
all
know,
right.
I got y'all locked in, man, on 99, you know, this station right here.
Yeah, 92.9 The Game. Shout-outs to everybody in my home of Atlanta listening on 92.9 The Game. But go ahead.
For sure.
Go ahead.
You know what, man?
Okay.
I'm not originally from here. I'm from the Chi-Town.
Okay.
And I'm a Bears fan, diehard. You know, and it's a bittersweet thing. My thing is, I love them, but it's like we cannot keep a we change quarterbacks, man, like you change socks. We change doggone coaches like we change socks. And we can't be consistent. And what really pisses me off is the fact that we had an opportunity to get Pat Mahomes and
Watson.
Or Deshaun Watson. But we settled for Trubisky.
Well,
now that pisses me off, man.
Well, so maybe Trubisky Trubisky, obviously, they didn't pick up his option. Do you think Trubisky or Foles is the option for the Bears?
Man, you know, I don't know. You know what? Okay. For example, you look at Green Bay, which, you know, with them being the rival, I can't stand Green Bay. And you look at Pittsburgh. How many doggone quarterbacks have Green Bay had in the last 20 years? Two, right?
Well, there's some guy named Aaron Rodgers, and there's another guy I never heard of named Brett Favre.
Exactly. There you go. Then you look at Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger. You look at the Bears situation. Man, within the last 20 years, we probably had, and I know I'm exaggerating, 30 quarterbacks. I mean, come on, man. can we get that right?
Well, Chico.
And coaches? We've had coaches. I mean, with the last 10 years, we had about three coaches. I mean, why?
Well, Chico, I'll tell you this much, and thank you so much for calling up from Georgia. Good luck with the Chicago squads. Unfortunately, I hate to tell you, I think at some point in time, Pace and Nagy are both going to be gone. My apologies in advance. Let's go back to Illinois. Let's talk to Matt. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What team is difficult to root for?
Hey, I appreciate it, man. So a 10-second intro and then 20-second rant. Hail to the Deadskins, hail misery. Braves on the mud path, fight futility. Rivera is the best coach they've had in the last 20 years, and that was Schottenheimer, who didn't get a chance. Other than that, they haven't had a coach since Gibbs. Bad free agent signings like Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders, all the end of their way past their prime, Jeff George, Albert Haynesworth. The front office, what a mess. It's at Snyder, arguably one of the worst owners in sports. Everything's a mess. Bad draft picks, trading Champ Bailey for Clinton Portis, and on and on and on. Just the way the whole front office is run, they can't hire a decent coach. One playoff win since the Gibbs era. They're utterly pathetic, and every year, up to about 3 years ago, I kept saying, oh, they'll be better, and I've just given up. I can't. They went from 27 years straight of selling out, but now they can't fill half the stadium.
Yeah, I know they're trying to come back into the a little bit closer to the city as well. Yeah, Matt, you are not lying. The Washington football team, I mean, even if you think about this year, 2020, they have been a disaster to root for. A disaster. And you think about what Ron Rivera has had to go through, his unfortunate cancer diagnosis. This man is pretty much running the entire franchise. He's the face, and he shouldn't have to be doing half of the work that he's doing because Daniel Snyder sucks. Sorry, but he does. Chuck is calling up from Pittsburgh. Chuck, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, J.R., and thank you. It's good to talk to you.
Well, likewise, Chuck. Well, give me a team that's tough to root for.
No question about it. Pittsburgh Pirates.
Ugh.
J.R., that Nutting is, he's nothing but a liar. He's lazy, stingy, and stupid. He doesn't care about winning championships. All he cares is about cha-ching, 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 the money that he gets in for himself.
Right.
He ruined one of the great franchises in Major. You know, at one time, the Pirates were one of the great franchises in Major League Baseball. Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell, Bill Mazeroski. People like that, championships, 60, 71, 79, now there's nothing anymore. And J.R., remember, they are the National League team that has gone the longest without getting to the World Series. And worst of all, there is no hope whatsoever. There's no place for trash like Bob Nutting in competitive professional sports. They can send him to the remote areas, Siberia, for the rest of his life, for all I care.
Well,
we will never win anything.
Well, thank you so much, Chuck, for calling up from Pittsburgh. And I so much appreciate what Chuck just said. Because somebody has to be a little bit of crass outside of me. Yeah, send him to the remote side of Siberia. Get him the hell up on out of here. I like that. Call me anytime. Let's go to D.C. Let's talk to T-Mac. T-Mac, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What team is difficult to root for, T-Mac? Huh? Who?
Well, first of all, as being a Nets fan, it was kind of crazy to hear a Braves fan bring up the Royals when the Royals went to back-to-back World Series 14-15. They won one. But anyway, my team hard to root for is the Washington football team. Like, it's been like 30 years. Like, I'm old enough to remember the glory days. I grew up with the RFK and all that stuff. But we don't even treat women right. We can't win on the field. We can't do nothing right. Like, it's been a disaster trying to root for them.
Do you think Dan Snyder, is there enough pressure that can get this guy out of here? I mean, when these investigations are done, do you think this guy's going to be gone?
No. Unless it's smoking gun, because like when he bought the team, he was like a fan. He was like a fanboy.
Yeah.
So unless it's something like a really attachment, he's never going to let it go.
Yeah.
So it has to be something like really on him to get him. And of course, we all want that. But
Well, T-Mac, I think we have seen enough instances of people saying it's an unsafe working environment. For tons of reasons, I think we've seen a lot of that. Maybe Dan Snyder can get the hell up one out. I'm not a fan of the Washington football team. I just find him to be a disgusting human being. I wish he would disappear. Ryan, he's calling up from Phoenix, Arizona. Ryan, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What team makes it difficult to root for?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good, Ryan. Where are you? You got me on speaker light years away. Yeah, what's going on?
I just turned you off. Okay, so first of all, make it quick here, man. Great show, by the way. So first of all, I got kind of confused because your phone call screener said what was the worst team in franchise team, and you want to know the worst team to root for. So I got a quick two answers for you. One, the worst team to act for anybody, the worst team in franchise right now, I would say would have to be the Seattle Mariners because they're bad and they're boring. So when you're bad and you're boring, that's a bad combo. Now, the worst team to root for, to be a fan of, for me, is I don't want to hear anyone else is crying in their football teams because I'm a San Diego Chargers fan. Well, I'm sorry, a Los Angeles Chargers fan. And they're the team that gives you heartache and pain every single it makes you wonder why you come back every year. You know?
Okay. Well, Ryan, I have news for you. You just might be a masochist. I don't know. Maybe you like the pain and you like the abuse.
I think I do. I think okay. I like being lied to also by Dean Spanos, a jerk, Dean Spanos.
Well, so. He certainly decided to run a little further up the coast. So thank you, Ryan, for calling up from Phoenix. Billy from Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I'm a JR, big fan.
Thank you. Give me a team, my man.
All right, listen, hear me out, man. The Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean – back in the day, we had, when we had Jerome Bettis and we had the Ben Roethlisberger rookie year with the Hines Ward, we had the Troy Polamalu. We were doing it all, you know what I mean? And then as years went on, I mean, even after at one point we had Le'Veon Bell. I mean, we had Antonio Brown. We had Jerome Bettis, or not Jerome Bettis, I'm sorry, Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, we had a good setup team. And
it sounds like yesterday to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, whenever I look at it, that team with Antonio Brown, you either love him, you hate him, but if he would have shut his mouth and stayed in the league, I have a feeling that he would have been one of the best wide receivers to ever play. That being said, being on the Steelers with Le'Veon as a running back and the defense that the Steelers do have, we should have been projected to put up such better numbers than that. And now with what we're left with after everything, I mean, we have James Conner hurt week one. We have Ben Roethlisberger. He's
Billy,
sore everywhere.
Billy.
Yes.
There are teams that have been suffering for decades. And you're telling me about the Steelers over the last couple of years where they still haven't had a losing record? Billy.
My biggest thing is I have such high hopes and players that we have,
Billy.
The projections.
Okay, Billy. Well, good luck to the Steelers. It certainly looks like they're going to put up a solid fight this year. I want to talk to some callers who have some teams that have been suffering for a long time. Thank you, Billy, for calling up from Pittsburgh. We're up against the break, folks. I want to get your comments in quick. And then also, when we come back, we're going to chat it up with NFL player Mac Hollins of the Miami Dolphins. Dane from Sacramento. Give me a team, Dane.
Hey, what's going on? First of all, Pittsburgh's a pretty good team. I don't know what that guy's talking about. High expectations for sure. But I think you know where I'm coming from. The Sacramento Kings, all-time worst team. It's hard to root for them. If it's 2002, Mike Bibby Fallon with his face getting Tim Donahue out the NBA playoffs. If it's not all the coaches, all the draft picks we could have had, Jimmy Fredette instead of Steph Curry or Damian Lillard, all of those. And then to talk about the biggest choke last year of passing on Luka Doncic. What do you think?
Well, I can't tell. Well, you tell me. You got Bagley for a few more years. I think you can go ahead and look at your owner, Vivek Ranadive. I mean, he had a Vlade Divac running the organization. George from Atlanta, go ahead. Give me a team.
Man, thanks for taking my call, JR, but the Falcons have been struggling so much this year and the past few years that we have so much talent every year that we struggle. We should not be struggling.
Oh, George from Atlanta. I don't know where he went. I'm sorry about that. We got to keep things rolling. Jay from Alaska, give me a team quick. Shoot.
What's up, Jay? I love your show, man. I got to say, my long-suffering team is the L.A. Dodgers, man. They have been so close so many times, and they keep breaking my heart. You know, the only reason I didn't pick the Raiders is because we had Al Davis forever, and I knew we weren't going to win until that man passed on. So now that now that he's gone, I feel like we're coming back up. And I've been blessed being a Laker fan because they
Jay, we got a lot of people. We're not talking about teams that you're blessed for. We're talking about the bad ones, and you said the Dodgers. Thank you, Jay, for calling up from Alaska. They last won in, what, 88? But they've been killing everybody the past several years. I think this year they get it done. Larry from Detroit, name the team quick.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Larry. Name the team.
Man, the Detroit Lions, of course.
Oh, we know that.
And I say Detroit Lions because they done found every kind of way to lose. You know, in 1970, this guy Tom Dempsey kicked a 63-yard field goal in the last 2 seconds. They played a game against Chicago on Thanksgiving Day. The game was tied. Chicago won the toss. Chicago got the ball, returned it all the way for a touchdown. The guy,
Larry, we can go on for a long time about what the Lions did, but I had the Lions. They were my top team. Larry, thank you for calling from Detroit. Justin from Houston, we're up against the break. Give me the team quick. Jordan from Houston wasn't there. Andrew from Maine, you got the last word. Andrew, what team makes it difficult to root for?
The Dallas Cowboys disappointment year after year, 25 years. I'm all in every year, and every year they let me down.
Well, I mean, are you happy about what happened Sunday? Do you see points getting put up on the board this year?
I have hope for this year just like I have every other year, man. They'll find a way to pull for me, Chuck.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Andrew, for calling up from Maine. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, I didn't expect to hear them on the list, but they're always on the list every year about teams that people think are going to make a whole lot of noise. Listen, folks, thank you for your calls. When we come back, we're going to chat it up with NFL wide receiver Mac Hollins of the Miami Dolphins. What's going on? This is an unusual year. And, of course, I'm going to ask him about Tua. Don't you move. Mac Hollins is coming up from the Miami Dolphins. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL is back. I know that's a crazy thing to say, but we finally had a full slate of games. Week one is in the books. So on the line right now, I had to bring in an NFL player. He is a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. He was a Super Bowl champ with the Eagles. He is an amazing human being. This guy is an advocate for literacy, reading, as well as the Special Olympics. It's Mac Hollins. Mac, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Jar.
No. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. Look, this is a wild year. If you asked me months ago whether or not we were even going to have football, I would kind of scratch my head and be unsure. But we just finished week one. How has the preparation been just leading up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you know, you get, especially at the NFL level, where, you know, it is a business, it's no matter what's going on, you got to treat it as business as usual. Obviously, you know, now we have to walk around with tracers on us and wear a mask. And instead of just, where's your wallet, where's your keys, where's your phone, you got to add the mask in there, you got to add your tracer in there. But football's football. No matter what happens, whether there's fans there or not, you got to be prepared to play at your highest level. So we got used to it pretty quickly.
All right. What differences have been there, Mac, especially in training camp? We know that there weren't any preseason games. So how has that process been?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm privileged because I've been in the NFL a few years now. But, you know, as a rookie, you don't really understand how an NFL game goes until you've played in one. And those preseason games do help, even though you don't have all your starters out there all the time. But for those rookies, just to get the opportunity to feel what it's like, the speed of the game, how a game works, the TV timeouts and all that stuff, it is a little bit different. So it was tough, I'm sure, for the rookies to, you know, go right into the season and not have a chance to really understand how a game works. But like I said, in the NFL, you got to roll with the punches and be able to perform.
Hey, if you're a pro, you're a pro for a reason. We're chatting it up with Dolphins wide receiver Mac Hollins. Your coach, Coach Flores, he's been extremely vocal, not just about football, but it's like a balancing act this year. You have to deal with the social issues going on in the country. You have to deal with COVID-19. You have to actually coach the football squad. What are your thoughts on how Coach Flores has balanced everything he's had to do?
He's been great because, you know, there's nothing worse than, you know, somebody that just says football is your whole life and you can't do anything outside of it. You're not anything outside of football. So he's allowed us as players to not only be great football players and him being the great coach, but also, you know, when we leave the locker room, we're not NFL players anymore. We're men and we still live in this country. So to be able to have the opportunity to speak out on social justice issues is amazing. To have a coach and an owner and a GM and, you know, a whole organization that supports that is amazing.
Has to be. Mac, I got to ask you this. We know the Miami Dolphins, they are a team in transition. You're right there. Obviously, Tua was the quarterback who's been drafted. We haven't seen him out on the field as of yet. What are your thoughts on what you've seen behind the scenes?
I mean, he's a great player. You know, you draft him for a reason. It wasn't dumb luck. So he's a great player to add to this team, and he's going to be something special in the future.
No doubt about it. Mac Hollins of the Dolphins is on the line with us. Mac, at one point in time, you said it. You've been in the league for a few years. You were a rookie. This is an odd time, especially in the college football space. You know, there's no Big Ten, but you played for the Tar Heels. They're playing in the ACC. It seems like conference to conference, there's a different situation. What are your thoughts on how college football looks right now, and how will this affect some of the prospects as they try to move into the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough because if you don't get a chance to play, then it's kind of hard to get drafted or get an opportunity to make a future in the NFL. But, you know, I'm not really sure how that's going to work. Obviously, the NFL season's still going on, but half of college football seems like they're not going. So, you know, half of college isn't getting an opportunity to have tape or whatever they may need to get drafted. So it's an interesting scenario, but I really don't know what's going to happen.
I think we're all in the same boat. If you were still in college, what would your approach to playing have been? Would you been an advocate for so, or were you kind of taking a little bit of caution?
I think caution is the route I would have went. You know, it's easy to say, you know, I'll be all right because I'm young and this and that. But if I sat myself in the house by myself all year round, then, yeah, maybe that's something that makes sense. But to say that every single person you come in contact with is also young and in shape and not predisposed to, you know, getting worse from COVID is more realistic. You know, nobody's just sitting in a bubble by themselves, especially in college with so many guys on the team. You're going to see family members. You're going to see aunts, uncles, teachers, all that stuff. So I'd take the cautious route probably, but, you know, luckily, I guess if that's the word, I'm not in that situation and I'm kind of in a bubble in the NFL.
Hey, we're chatting it up with Mac Hollins, wideout for the Dolphins. Mac, outside of the lines and off of the field, you're an avid reader. You have a book club. What got you into reading? I mean, was it an influence younger in life? Did somebody put a book in front of you later? You don't hear too many folks, especially grown men, just saying, hey, pick up a book and read.
Yeah, so my parents always told me to read, and I never really listened. I was the, why can't I just watch the movie? The movie's going to be 2.5 hours, and it's super interesting. I was that guy, Spark Notes, all that. And it wasn't actually until I had an injury when I got in the NFL and was kind of going through the cycle of rehab and trying to get healthy and this and that I said, like, I got to get my mind off of just doing rehab every day. So I picked up a book, started reading, and it was rough. The first one's always rough, and then it got a little easier. And then it got to the point where I was reading about a book a week. And me and my girlfriend decided to come up with a little book club called MacBook Mondays. So like the computer, but spelled like my name. So M-A-C-K, Book Mondays. So there's an Instagram account for it called @MacBookMondays. And every month I'll dress up as a character from a book, and I let all the followers guess who I'm dressed up as, what book it is, who's the author, and I'll give away, you know, gloves or a shirt or some sort of gear, just to try to get people encouraged to read and, you know, have, hey, if I guess this right, if I read this book, I might get some gear. And I guess as an NFL player using my platform to, hey, it's cool to be a reader. It's not, you know, you're not a weirdo, you're not a loser, you're not a nerd for reading. Reading is that the books have actually, I've got upset with some of the movies that I've watched, like, wow, y'all skipped this part from the book. I can't believe you skipped this part. So I've turned into that guy.
All right, MacBook Monday. So what's the book right now, Mac?
I am currently reading Their Eyes Were Watching God. But I was reading, I'd probably read a different book every week, and it's always so random. Like, I have a list of books in my notes from people that say, hey, have you read this book? Hey, have you read this book? And that's another good thing about the MacBook Mondays. People are always messaging me, hey, check out this book or this one. So I get a whole bunch of new and different genres to read from, and I'm always reading something new.
Okay, a little Zora Neale Hurston. It's been quite a few years, I think maybe high school, since I picked that book up. Mac is bringing it into the forefront. Mac, that's not something that I ever thought I would talk about on my sports show, so I got to thank you for that one.
Well, good. See, there it is right there. Just, you know, brings it into the light.
All right, Mac Hollins is on the line with us, wide receiver for the Dolphins. Even outside of your book club, you're just a great human being. I have done work with Special Olympics. You are doing work with Special Olympics. What brought you into the organization to commit your time?
It was actually some of my former teammates that works with Special Olympics that actually got me kind of getting into it. And I would go into the flag football games and stuff, and I've had the opportunity to be like an assistant coach for those teams. And then when I got in the NFL, I realized how big it is, because the Special Olympics and the NFL are obviously partnered, and they have the huge flag football games, and you know, there's 11,000 athletes across the country that are part of this. And I didn't know all this type of stuff until I joined in the NFL, and I kind of fell in love with it and fell in love with the athletes and being able to hang out with them and just hearing their stories and what makes them so special and comparing it to me and being able to work together.
Well, Mac, especially in 2020 where we're talking about inclusion constantly, I think it's a beautiful thing. Why is this important or for people to actually go and learn a little bit more about what Special Olympics is? It's not just one solitary event. There are constant events going on all the time. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I, as I've, you know, grown in my partnership with Special Olympics, is how much they do, whether it's the Winter Games, the Summer Games, the World Games, and then just how they – the inclusion that you mentioned, how important that is. And when I've met with and sat down with Special Olympics athletes, my biggest takeaway from them is that it's great that they have their own thing of, hey, the Special Olympics athletes doing this or this. What they really want is for Special Olympics athletes to be able to work with NFL athletes or NBA athletes or whoever, and have them included in everything that, you know, somebody who's not in the Special Olympics is doing. You know, they want to be a part of it. They don't want to be in two separate groups. So that's what that inclusion, at least what I got from them, what is so important from that, like sit down with Special Olympics athlete.
It's very important here in 2020, and it's about inclusion across the board for everybody. I encourage folks to go to specialolympics.org. Mac, I appreciate you for taking the time. Where can people follow you, the book club, and your journey?
Well, you can follow me at Mac Hollins on Instagram and Twitter. The book club is at MacBook Mondays on Instagram. And then you can follow Special Olympics at Special Olympics on Twitter. And then use the hashtag choose to include.
I love it. It's all about inclusion. Mac, thanks for taking the time to hop off. And good luck with the rest of the season, my man.
Thank you so much.
All the best. We've been chatting it up with Dolphins wide receiver Mac Hollins right here on the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to Miami Dolphins wide receiver Mac Hollins for joining us. Dolphins rebuilding situation. Mac Hollins giving a lot of credit to his coach Flores. Credits to Tua Tagovailoa for what he's seen in practice. And a happy belated birthday to Mac Hollins. He celebrated his birthday here, depending on where you're at, on Wednesday night or Wednesday. So congratulations and happy birthday and many more to Mac Hollins. And I'm definitely going to go ahead and check out that book club. When was the last time you heard about an NFL player having a book club? I think that's pretty damn amazing. Anybody who does something to better themselves, to educate themselves, to become a better human being, I'm in favor of it. And picking up a book, it's a solid start, and it's not a difficult one. Getting information, trying to learn something, expand your horizons, it's not difficult here in 2020. I'm going to remind everybody that this Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader, with the early games highlighted by an NFC matchup between the Giants and the Bears, along with the Broncos squaring off with the Steelers. Then, in Game 2, Pat Mahomes and the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, they face the Chargers, or the Ravens taking on the Texans. It all starts with JB and the guys on the NFL today. Noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, Sunday on CBS. We've had a hell of a show tonight. We had a chance and an opportunity to talk about the Big Ten, their return, 8 games, 8 weeks. Good luck. Don't think it's going to happen. Well, at least I don't think they'll have success. The Pac-12 could be on their own way to a return. The governors have cleared the way. Matt Mershell, national college football writer for the Orlando Sentinel and Tribune, he came through to break it down. We just spoke to Mac Hollins. We talked about the Lakers and the Nuggets. We spent time discussing teams just across all sports, which are awful to root for, teams that will give you indigestion, heartburn, maybe other things. And now, before we roll out, I got to fill you in on some other ideas. And before we roll out, I got to tell you first about this story. Kudos to Brett Favre. Brett Favre was on SiriusXM NFL Radio, and yes, we know Tom Brady stunk the joint up on Sunday against the Saints. Everybody stunk against the Saints, and you know, Bruce Arians, he was not afraid to call out Tom Brady. He wasn't. Now, Brett Favre, he put in his 2 cents. He thinks it might be a bad idea. Listen to what Brett Favre had to say on Sirius.
I think the last person you want to call out after the first game of the year is Tom Brady. Maybe they had a mutual truce going into the game, going into the season. Hey, I'm going to be hard on you. I want the guys to know that we're going to treat you the same, even though technically I'm not. So are you okay with it? If they have that truce, great. If not, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. The dissension could easily enter quickly. Maybe the Saints didn't do anything that they were not ready for, other than we didn't protect very well. Tom gets hit a couple times. You get a little jittery. It happens. The first half of the Super Bowl against the Falcons, he was getting nailed, played lackluster at best. They went in, had to come to Jesus at halftime. They don't even come close to touching him in the second half, and he's flawless. You know, so they clean up the protection. The timing, the chemistry will come. Will it come overnight? I highly doubt it, but it'll come pretty quickly, though. And they very easily could be 4-1 after 5 weeks.
Okay. Well, Bruce Arians responded to Brett Favre, and he basically said, look, me and Tom Brady are okay. We're fine over here. Not worried about what Brett Favre is saying. You know, he didn't necessarily say it like that, but he basically said, listen, this is what's here. We were fine on Sunday. We are fine today. We're not worried about what other folks are saying. And yeah, I think Tom Brady has been around long enough that he's just not going to be spooked or bothered by someone throwing some criticism at him. You know, Tom Brady at times throughout his career, especially publicly, when he has stunk, he's been critical of himself. So I don't think Tom Brady's going to run away from Bruce Arians being honest just about the whole team. And those are facts. It's time to roll out. Yep, it's time for me to roll out. I mean, there's so much that's going on in the world of sports. Can't fit it all into a 4-hour show. I got to have some type of structure here. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs for helping provide that. Now, unfortunately, the 49ers this past Sunday, they lost to the upstart Cardinals. George Kittle looked like he got banged around a little bit, knee injury. Well, now, Richard Sherman, he is dealing with a calf injury on defense. Richard Sherman is going to miss some time. I hope Richard comes back sooner than later. Someone who missed almost all of last year because his elbow got tore up in just every direction you could think of, every ligament in his arm got ripped to shreds. His name is Ben Roethlisberger. He came back, beat the Giants on Monday, but Ben Roethlisberger, as a result, he says, it feels like I was just in a car accident. This is his first game in about a year. Well, it's been a long time for Big Ben. He's 38 years old. He was sacked twice. The New York Giants hit him 5 times. But what does Ben Roethlisberger do? He still stands there and absorbs the hits. That's why Ben Roethlisberger has 2 Super Bowl rings and why Big Ben is going to the Hall of Fame. Let's see if Big Ben can add another title to his ledger before he steps off. I don't think it'll be this year. I know there are a lot of folks who believe the Steelers, their defense, and Ben Roethlisberger back to help out their offense will help them get to a Super Bowl. I don't think so. I think there are too many teams in front of him in the AFC. One in his own division with the Ravens, and then obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. So congratulations to Big Ben on a healthy return and many more car accidents to him. This is how he's going to feel on many a Monday. Good luck to Ben Roethlisberger in staying healthy the remainder of the season. Rob Manfred, one of the most disliked human beings in all of sports. Obviously, we've had a lot of rule changes and adjustments here in 2020. Well, one rule change, one adjustment that you will likely see into the future is the playoff format. And no, I'm not talking about the bubble system, but adding more teams to the playoffs, going 16, adding 2 division winners, then the wild cards, letting the majority of the teams into the playoffs. I think it's a joke. I think it takes away from what a team does, especially if you got a team beating up on everybody. They're not rewarded as they should be. This is all about money. More playoff games on TV, more opportunity for revenue. But baseball, like everything else, is a business. So I can't knock them, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. And quite frankly, I think it further diminishes the regular season. But hell, I guess the more teams, the merrier. If your team stinks, it'll give you some type of hope that they'll go on a run. I hate it. That's just me. And some of the most surprising news that I saw today, Minnesota Lynx star Maya Moore. You might know Maya. She's an amazing WNBA player, one of the greatest of all time. But she hasn't played for the last 2 years as she has tried to free Jonathan Irons. This man was in jail since he was 16, served 23 years for a murder he did not commit. Maya took 2 years off to fight to have him released. Maya has known him. Maya's 31. She's known him since she was 18. Well, she revealed today that they are actually married. I had to double take when I saw that this morning. Listen, I'm not going to doubt love if you can find it, but that is not something I expected to hear or see for a WNBA player to help free a man from prison, dedicate her life to it, and then ultimately marry him. They've had a relationship since she was, they've known each other for 18 years, and the relationship obviously has grown stronger, and I just wish them the best in their union. Didn't expect to see that story, though. I'll just leave it there. Listen, folks, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you all. I will be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay, if you miss me while I'm gone, it's real simple. You can find me on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, at JR Sport Brief. I want to thank Mac Hollins, wide receiver for the Dolphins, for coming through. I want to go ahead and also thank Matt Mershell, college football writer, to come through and talk to us about the return of the Big Ten. Okay, I'll be back 10 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can listen to all 4 hours on the freeradio.com app. And this show, you can also hit rewind on the freeradio.com app. Thank you to Stu Kovacs, super producer. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm JR. I'm gone. Amy Lawrence is next here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.